And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690K GGF Kyle High with you this morning. I hope everybody is doing well. And joining us on the line today is Representative Richard Prell. Mr. Prell, good morning. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, man?
I am doing very, very good. It is Friday, so definitely ready for the weekend. And just a few topics we'd like to go over with you today. And, of course, the big one, of course, being the election, which is coming up here in about a week and a half. Definitely still important to get out there and vote.
It is extremely important. I just saw this week where in the state of Kansas we have 1.9 million people that have registered to vote. I just hope and pray that they get out and do their duty and their privilege of voting. It is so important. We've got a number of it doesn't make any difference which side you're on this. We have so many races that are really important, and people need to get out and have their voice heard. And I've mentioned before, and I'll harp at it again. People will say, well, my vote doesn't count. Well, it does count. Every year in the House, it takes 63 votes for something to pass. And every year we have a bill that will pass 63 to 62 or fail 62 to 63. So the one vote can make a whale of a difference. When we think about Senator Peck's race this year, over 10,000 people voted in that race, and he won by 18 votes. So, wow, that's close.
Yeah, that was definitely a very, very close race. And I think it was another race up in Johnson County that was decided by less than 10 votes. So,
yes, it was.
So it just goes to show you every vote absolutely does matter. You may think it doesn't, but it just goes to show you when you have races end up being that close, every vote absolutely does matter.
It does. And to be perfectly honest with everybody, I'm going to be glad when the election's over. I'm tired of hearing the ads.
Yeah. You kind of get run down on it after a little bit. But,
yes, you do. I think the mailers. How many do I get today?
Well, I watch a lot of YouTube at home, and so I watch a lot of videos, and I end up, just videos, I just let them keep playing, but it's like before every video there's an ad for, it doesn't matter who it is, it's one or, some kind of ad, it's President Trump ad or Joe Biden ad, it just plays, and I'm just like, a little burnt out on it, most definitely. And like you said, I'll be kind of glad when the election is over, so we can kind of all just kind of take a big breath and just kind of exhale and finally just kind of relax a little bit and get ready for the holidays that will be coming up.
Right. And, with voting, there are so many options.
Mm-hmm.
You can do the mail-in ballot. And with your mail-in ballot, you don't have to mail it. You can take it to one of the drop boxes. You can take it to the courthouse. You can take it on election day. You can take it to your regular polling place and turn it in. So, there's a lot of options, and now you can go to the courthouse and vote in person. Any day you want to go.
That's what I was about to say. You can do early voting as well, so that you don't have to wait in the long lines that could happen on election day.
Well, I was sitting there thinking, I went and voted this week, and I was thinking, well, what if I got the flu or something like that, and I couldn't go vote that day? So I just ran down to the courthouse and voted.
There you go. And got to just get it out of the way quickly, and you already got your vote in. And now you just got to sit back and watch when the numbers start rolling in on the 3rd. So
on the 3rd, and hopefully we'll know on the 3rd how things go. But I would say it's going on some races. That may be a few days.
Yeah, and that's what happened with the Goddard Peck race. Of course, that was about like a week after, and that was one of those things where, like you said, since it was decided by 18 votes, they wanted to be. It took them about a week, I think, to certify it. They just wanted to be absolutely sure, because I think there was a recount that had, I think it was a mandatory recount, just because the numbers were so close.
I think so too, and. We want them to take the time and do it right.
Exactly. So make sure you get it complete. All right. A few other things I want to talk about. And one of the things is transportation, as there's always lots of transportation things going on. You got reconstruction of roadways and whatnot, you know.
If you've been traveling at all this summer, you've noticed a lot of you're stopped in a lot of different places waiting for a pilot car. And I know it gets frustrating, but there was a lot of preservation done this summer across the state of Kansas. And that's really good. And our roads are getting back up into better shape. You know, with the new program that we passed a year ago or last year, T-Works projects were to be completed. The one on 169 and 160 in Montgomery County, that intersection now has an overpass, and it is it's complete. They may need to still do some seeding, but the road work is done, and it's a lot safer, and people can go through there, and it takes less time. There's one going on here in Labette County, 160 and 59. Just east of Altamont, they're putting a roundabout in there. It's nearly completed. There's just a lot of things going on. And just as an example, the one on 169 and 160, that was a T-Works project. The one down on 59 here, that was all federal dollars. And I realize we all pay taxes in, but we're getting some of our dollars back into the state of Kansas, and that's always good.
Absolutely, and the one I just noticed that actually is pretty much wrapped up is the one also here in Montgomery County as well, Highway 75 and Highway 166, the bridge over Highway 175. The stoplights are gone, and it is completely full open now, so that project looks like it's complete as well. So,
absolutely. We're getting some things done here in Southeast Kansas. We fight for that all the time because we want our share. And when you get to the metropolitan areas, they have the population, and that's where a lot of the dollars go. So we have to be out there pounding them all the time, saying hey, we need our share, and we need things done in Southeast Kansas also.
And absolutely, the other one that I do know quite a bit about is the one in Caney, which they're reconstructing that part of 75 to match up with Oklahoma's four-lane highway. Are you guys working with the state of Oklahoma on that so that those roads can match finally match up to be two lanes each way?
They do, yes. Okay. They work together, and they work back and forth with each other. It's KDOT and ODOT, yeah.
Okay, so yeah, it's so that'll make that area a little bit smoother as well, as it will finally be four lanes full all the way from through Caney all the way down to Bartlesville, which will kind of help with a little bottleneck there that was there for a little bit. So again, lots of great things going on construction, transportation, and construction wise. Are there any upcoming projects near our area that are coming up that we can look forward to?
Well, one that it's really out of our area, but it's in Southeast Kansas, 99 Highway, south of Severy. It's pretty good for the first 10 or 15 miles, and then there's a stretch that's really, really bad. There's some drop-offs that are 3 foot straight off the shoulder. So that's in the works to happen and be taken care of. And it really needs to be done because they bring so many oversized loads on there. And it is so bad that law enforcement, they can't even stop people on the highway. There's no place to pull over and for traffic to get by. So, it's a bad situation.
So hopefully get that repaired. And like you said, that is a huge drop off though from the road to the shoulder.
Yeah, right. And there is no shoulders, and there's areas where it's straight down. And so it's a very dangerous area.
So luckily, and that's going to be worked on, and we'll get that smoothed out, and hopefully get a shoulder added to it as well, so that, like you said, so law enforcement can, if they have to pull somebody over, or if they have to help somebody, they have a place where they can pull over.
Yes. So and, the project making it four lanes from Kansas City to Pittsburgh on 69 Highway is it's in progress and in process, and it will happen. And it's been a long, long time coming too.
So, yeah, and I've heard a lot of people talking about that one, and that it's going to be basically, for, like you said, from Pittsburgh to KC, four lanes all the way, which is very, very important. That is a very, very important thoroughfare because it gets you to the metropolitan area, but it also allows the metropolitan area people to come down to southeast Kansas a lot easier.
That's right. And then on 169, I know we would all like to have it four lane. I don't believe there's money to do that. But I think they can come up with money to put some passing lanes in, and that'll make it a whole lot safer.
And, of course, they're already working on that one part on 169. I can't remember the name of the town, but they've been able to flatten it a little bit to where it's not as steep of a climb, and I think they're adding passing lanes there around that area as of right now, what they're working on. And that one's going to look a little bit better in that area because that apparently that had been a kind of a troublesome area as well.
It has been, yes.
Well, again, lots of projects going on in southeast Kansas all at the same time, and it's good to see that because it's improvements, and that definitely makes the quality of life in southeast Kansas a lot better for sure.
Well, and safer,
exactly. Well, sir, I appreciate you coming on today and talking about all these great things that are going on, and next time we speak to you, the election will be over, and we can even talk about that a little bit. Until then, sir, we appreciate you spending a few minutes with us today, and you have a great day.
I will, and thank you, and thank KGGF. I appreciate the opportunity.
All right. Well, thank you very much, sir, and you have a great weekend.
Glenn, too. Thank you.
All right. That was Representative Richard Perel joining us this morning, and we appreciate him coming on and spending some time with us this morning. We're going to go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll have news at the top of the hour. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF here on this Friday morning.